Our blessed Lord is exhorting us this morning, as he always does, to not be afraid to lose our lives for the sake of heaven, to keep fixed, our gaze fixed on what is eternal and not be limited by what is of the earth. And we have a wonderful example today in one of the saints, St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, known as Mother Cabrini. She was the first American citizen canonized. And the Church presents her before us here in America as a shining example of how we are to live our lives in light of what our Lord has said. She was a woman who had great zeal for souls. It's a great sign of the saints. Am I zealous for souls? Do I want to be in heaven above all things and have others with me there? Does that motivate me? Mother Cabrini was motivated by that. And it wasn't without difficulty. Remember, that's another mark of the saints. In addition to the zeal for souls, the fixation on heaven, there's an overcoming of many difficulties. They don't give up. This poor woman was afraid of water and made over 30 round trip journeys by boat between Italy and America. Every time she got on the boat, she was surrounded by, there was a reminder of something that scared her. And what does she do? We can do one of two things. We can turn in, or we can look up and say, God, I trust that this is what you want. She wanted to be a religious in an order where she was educated. She said, God, I want to be in that order. He said, nope, I got a different one for you. She was rejected in the first order that she wanted to enter. Okay, God, what are you doing here? She said, I want to go to China. If I can deal with this fear of water, I want to go to China and be a missionary for souls. God said, nope, you're going to America. Okay, what are you doing to me here? What I thought was, what about what I want? Well, he says, I've got other plans for you. She said, I wanted to found an orphanage. And so when she got to America, there was supposed to be an orphanage available for her to begin this beautiful work. She arrives in America, orphanage is closed, house is gone. God, what are you doing to me? The lives of the saints were not easy. Let us not glamorize it. They faced many, many, many difficulties, constantly wondering, God, where is your will in this? Sound familiar? It wasn't just crystal clear. God showed up to him in the morning and said, I want you to go here, and everything worked perfectly. Their zeal for souls was not overcome, was not limited, was not destroyed by the difficulties of life, by what seems to be a constantly changing will of God. It's not. It's just our will trying to be aligned to his. She didn't give up. And the mark of the saints is that zeal. Where does that zeal for souls come? It comes in that trust that keeps following trustingly the will of God the Father, even when it seems to be changing, or around every corner there's a little surprise. Where does that trust come from? For Mother Cabrini and for you and for me, it comes in prayer. We don't get it elsewhere, but by just spending time with the one who loves us most, in whom we then place our trust. And then when the curveballs come, the saints say, all right, this ought to be fun. Not what I thought, but here we go. May Mother Cabrini inspire in us our call to holiness, which is ours. And may we know that if we are seeking souls, concern for those in need, and we are wanting to seek Christ, and we are beginning and growing and seeing Christ in others, as she did, then we are on the path to holiness. But it doesn't come without trust. And that trust doesn't come without prayer. May she pray for us that we may take the next step in our journey today, our journey to heaven, our journey to sanctity. For that is what we are called to be, no more, no less.